Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Mini Mondays.
Woo! I love Mini Mondays.
Me too. For anyone that's new here, we've started a new segment on the podcast. It's called Mini Mondays, so you can expect short episodes from some of our favorite moments throughout the 4 years.
And with that being said, let's get straight into the episode.
I saw this video of a woman called Mel, and she basically is talking about what to do if you feel excluded or if your boyfriend wants to go hang out with the boys. It can be used in all different aspects of your life.
Yes.
So I thought we should share
because you know, we're for the people.
We're for the people, and I just feel like it's an important thing to just keep in the back of your mind.
Please do share.
So I've been using this thing called the Let Them Theory. I love this. I want you to try it. Here's how it works. The next time you feel left out, your friends all go out to brunch together and they don't invite you. Let them. Or maybe the person you're dating doesn't want a commitment. Let them. Or perhaps your spouse does not want to do the 5K with you. Let them. Your company is laying people off. Let them. You spend so much time and energy trying to control other people and getting emotionally worked up about things that are beyond your control. You can tap into peace and true control if you let them be themselves. And here's the other thing. If you let them, people will then reveal who they truly are. And when they reveal who they truly are to you, you now know what you can choose next that's right for you.
I just feel like that can be used in so many different areas.
I feel the same. It's like after Margarita's episode, there was a moment and I remember being like, things are just black and white sometimes.
So simple. You just got to let people do what they want to do and not get so, like she said, emotionally invested in things.
I feel like as well, like personally, I'm always like, this is happening, this is happening. How am I going to control this person's feelings? Like, I don't want them to feel like this, and I don't want this person to do this. And, like, what if I do this? It will impact this. And it's just like sometimes.
Just let it. Just like, let it happen.
Yeah. All good. And if it does happen, then you work out your next steps after that.
Yeah.
Like what Margarita says. Like, sometimes if he wants to go to the strip club,
let him.
Let him go to the strip club. And then if that's not what you want in a partner, leave him.
Yeah. Then you can make your decision based on if he does go, if you do let him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like sometimes just let people show you who they are.
Yeah.
And then instead of trying to control that, just like let them be and like you decide if you want them in your life.
And you will. You'll find so much peace in just letting people do whatever they want to do because you can't control them. It's just going to make you feel worse.
Yeah. If someone doesn't want you there, let them not want you there.
Yeah.
Don't try and think about why it may
be. Also, not everything's a personal attack either.
True that.
You know? You know? The pointer finger's out.
Yeah, I do.
Not everything's a personal attack. Just go through life, I think, letting people do whatever they want to do. Don't take it personally. Inner peace. Namaste.
I have a quote. It's actually not like a quote, but I'm quoting a TikTok.
Okay.
If you love yourself 0% and someone comes along and offers you 10%, they love you 10%. It sounds really good. Okay. If you love yourself, even like 90% and someone comes along with 10%, they can eat shit. You're not even looking at them because you have so much love for yourself and so much self-worth that you're not even going to like entertain someone who can't bring just as much to the table. Right.
Yep. Getcha.
That's all.
Are you talking about when you like love yourself, you won't accept things? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because if you have no love for yourself and someone has 10% love for you, really 10% love for you is shit, but compared to your 0%,
that
sounds really good. And then you're going to get stuck in these bad situations.
Yeah, without self-love.
Build that up, even to like 80, 90, you're not going to love anyone who can't bring you at least 80, 90 to the table.
I like that. That's a good quote.
Thank you. So off the back of that, I guess as well, it's just removing relationships, yeet from your life, anyone who is not just bringing anything to the table.
Yeah.
You know, it's like dead weights. Snip, snip.
Snip.
Because if you just keep putting yourself out, whether this is like a relationship, friendship, even family members, like just because they're your family doesn't mean they might not be draining all your energy, you know, setting boundaries.
Yeah.
That is a form of self-love. And I think that's like one of the biggest forms of self-love is just like controlling who is in your world because it reflects on you so deeply who you hang out with. And if you're around people who just like want to bring you down or do things that, you know, don't fill your cup. you're going to hate yourself. Yeah. You're going to hate your life.
Yeah.
That is not self-love.
Agree. Say bye.
Say bye, bitch.
Say bye-bye.
There's the door.
Okay, my next one was also off this podcast that I was listening to, but basically it's talking about how you need to have the win or learn mentality going through life, which basically means that you look at quotation mark failures, not as failures, but as just lessons through life, which to me, I think is such a big one. I know that in my life, like if things haven't always gone the way that I had thought they would, you can be so hard on yourself and get so caught up on it. And to me, like, it's just so unhealthy to be in that mindset. If something doesn't go the way you thought it would, it's basically a failed, I suck, blah, blah, blah. And I think changing your perspective on things to actually, I've learned so much and I'm going to go on to the next step. I just think it's such a way to show love to yourself and be really forgiving.
One of my favorite pictures, it's two pictures of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the earth before your mistake, and then it's like the earth after your mistake or whatever it is. But
yeah,
it does not change.
Exactly.
Like your world, mm-hmm. it's like, this is crazy.
It's the end of the world.
The actual.
Yeah.
You're like, you're so fine.
Yeah.
You're beyond fine.
And things are going to go wrong. In everyone's life, things are not going to go the way you planned. Maybe you didn't get the promotion. Maybe your relationship's not working. It can be in any aspect. And I just think if you look at it as more of a lesson than a failure, you're going to be so much happier. And I just think that to me as well is like such a big part of showing love for yourself and just being kind to yourself.
I'm going to butcher this 100%. But if you knew you were only one more failure away from your success, mm-hmm. how quickly would you just try and like fail? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that goes for like, if you knew you're one, you know, one bad relationship away from your next, you'd be mm-hmm. like, fuck yeah, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And that's so true in life. Like, you literally are at some point just one more away.
Yeah. And you never know.
You never know, like, what that quotation failure is going to lead to. Could be your next, like, big mm-hmm. breakthrough. It could mm-hmm. be the love of your life. It could be this crazy career opportunity. It could be anything. But you just have to get them all out of the way. So, yeah. like, you should be so happy. Like, fuck yeah, one more failure down. On to yeah. the next.
And that is so true, because another one of my points was enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you have that mentality where it's like, sure, it didn't work out the way that I wanted it to. I've learned a lot. Next one, let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy the process of life, I think, a lot more than if you're like, this sucks. I didn't get this job. My relationship sucks. I hate everything. Everything sucks.
It's okay? Like me every Tuesday. I'm like, fuck my life.
that is not showing self-love.
No, that is hate.
That is self-hate. And you're going to get in a really dark place, I think, if you go through life like that. You have to be able to enjoy the process, look back on things that maybe didn't work out the way you wanted them to, but you've learned a lot and you're moving on to the next thing.
Yeah. Excited for the next challenge.
Yes.
Obviously easier said than done, but honestly, if you just imagine yourself as like, I don't know, some massive like being, I don't know, just like a, you know, like some big
yes.
person
yeah.
overseeing the world and just like looking at you and being like, aw, like it's part of the story. Like it's, yeah. everything's just for the
plot. Do it
plot.
For the plot.
It is.
We've been like, saying that a lot recently. I actually love that.
We get so caught in like getting through like the days. Like, oh my God, this is happening. Like chaos, chaos, chaos. But when you just like look at your life mm-hmm. overall, mm-hmm. you're like, babe, this is nothing.
It's nothing just in like, the grand scheme of things.
Keep going. Like it sucks, but like move along.
And also down the track, like if I look back, take high school for instance.
Oh my God.
Like if we look back. In high school, if you didn't get an A on a test, it was the end of the world. Yes. And now it's, what, 5, 7 years? How long are we out of high school for now?
Darling, 8 years.
8 years. Ah, it's scary. But you look back and in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't the end of the world.
Oh, my God. I wish I had my high school problems.
Yeah. So I just feel like in your future self will look back at whatever you're dealing with right now. And if you push through and you enjoy the process, it's just going to make it so much easier to get through life.
Agree.
And it's not going to matter in 10, 5 years time. And that's it for this week's Mini Monday episode.
We hope you enjoyed. And if you want to listen to the full length version of the episode, we'll put the link in the bio for you to check it out.
See you on Thursday for our next full episode.
Bye.